Central Volunteers play right here. Welcome to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network and the Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine pre-game show. Sponsored in part by Central Alabama Community College, Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, First Bank of Alabama, Clay and Coosa County District Attorney Joe Fickwit, the Law Office of Tyler Sims, Timber Elite Auctions, Toyota of Sylacauga, Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys, Blair Family Farm and Market, Hill Auto Sales, A&E Metal Roofing, Blues Car Wash and Lube, Piggly Wiggly of Lineville and Ashland, Matthews Meat Market, First State Bank, Buddy's Sports Country, First Capital Insurance, Highway 9 Tire, The Drugstore, Coke Foods of Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas District, State Farm Agent Mike Coleman, Southern Cabinet Company, Williams Parts and Supply, Atkinson Homes, Harris Plumbing and Electric, Poultry South, Central Physical Therapy, Integrity Cabinets, Honey's Cafe, Sassy's Convenience Store, Spencer Loveless at Southeastern Land Group, Bama Guns and Outfitters, AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority, Clay County Tire and Retreading, Clay County Economic Development Council, Ann's Flowers and Gifts, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Ashland Auto Parts, Superior Pest Control, and Bucks Island.
We welcome you here. This is Rusty Tutter, Coach Jerry Wings. We've also got Heath Stroud on the stream, Jeremy Character on stats. Coach Chris Herron will be helping us as we move along the way here as we get ready for the tip of the girls matchup, as the boys and the girls will be welcoming in the Shelby County Wildcats in a big area matchup here today on Classic Country 90.9. Coach, as we look back, doing the game on Friday down at Sylacauga, the Balls actually played last night over in Winterboro with the girls falling. I think the boys picking up a win. But we look at this game. This is a game that was a very close contest the first time the Volunteer girls faced Shelby County. What do you think the A&E Metal Roofing keys to the game will be here this afternoon?
Well, you know, last Friday night in that game in particular, we had a turnover bug, and we gave Sylacauga a lot more possessions offensively than they should have had. And, you know, the more possessions you give them, the more points they're going to score. So I think we need to value the basketball and at least try to get a shot off on most possessions. And if we can do that, I think that would help us somewhat offensively. And then we did a bad job on rebounding when we were on defense, and we've got to do a better job blocking out. You know, we're playing man-to-man for the most part, so we've got to be able to block them out and keep them off the boards. You know, size-wise, we should be about equal. So those are the keys here in this game tonight.
As we look at the East Central Alabama Gas starting lineups for the Volunteers, we've got number 2, Stevie Giddens, number 3, Brandy Searcy, number 12, Ramiah Billingsley, number 14, LaShante Ward, and number 20, Blair Wheeler getting a start. And of course, you will notice there, Coach, real quick, we're missing a player again. Zakira Heflin not available for the Lady Balls tonight.
Well, and that'll be a key to that rebounding that I was talking about. Somebody will have to pick up the slack that she'll leave.
The tip is won by the Shelby County Wildcats, and they come across the court. That's Morgan Arnold. Arnold over to Floyd. Floyd kicks it out, three-pointer up, no good, rebound to Searcy, and Searcy slows it down. Coach Bishop, under Coach Bishop's instruction, she started to run. She was held up, probably wise, to set this offense up. Over to Billingsley. Billingsley with an open three-point look, and she drains it, Coach. And what a better way to start than a Toyota of Sylacauga three-pointer on the first possession.
And Searcy looks like will be the point guard tonight. Usually Billingsley handles that, but I think against this 2-3, they're going to put Billingsley in the slot there to get more shots.
Wildcats with the basketball. That's number 10, fires up a three. Searcy again with it, and Searcy's on the run going against a one-on-three. Searcy takes it to the basket, kicks it out. Billingsley, another open look, and she drains it again, Coach, back-to-back. Toyota of Sylacauga three-pointers. Good inside-out movement there by Searcy on the assist.
And Searcy made a good decision going to the goal and then kicking it back out.
Right now, things going the Lady Vols way. Our early 6-0 lead, 6:46 to go here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9. Shelby County with the basketball, and this is a team we know that'll fight back as they did earlier in the year. There is almost a stealer, and she had it stole to Billingsley, but dribble it off the sideline there, and it'll be. I guess we won't say she ever had possession, so we won't give us a turnover.
All right. That'll help our stat somewhat.
Connell throws it in, or Connell, I should say. There's a dribble down. Madeline Max stolen away by Billingsley. And now Billingsley, bad pass, but it's and we're going to get the same thing, and that worked out, Coach. She threw it over in the corner. It was saved by Sanaa Floyd of the Wildcats, and she dribbled it down on the baseline, so we'll get the ball right back. Billingsley, open look here. She might as well take it, and she's hit three in a row, and that's going to cause a timeout as she hits another Toyota Asilacaga three-pointer, and the Lady Vols are up 9-0 here to get things started. 6:14 to go. We'll take a quick break right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama on Classic Country 90.9.
Williams Parts and Supply is your local Napa Auto Parts home. But did you know they carry a whole lot more? From Milwaukee Tools and Echo Power Equipment to Case Knives and heavy-duty industrial supplies, they have the gear to keep you moving. Located next to Dollar General in Lineville at 89243 Highway 9, they're open from 5:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Williams Parts and Supply, a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network is driven by Hill Auto Sales, Highway 9 in Lineville. Buy from Hill.
As we get in, almost a steal there, but saved by the Wildcats, and then we'll get it. Searcy gets a steal after it's swatted away by Giddens. Searcy dribbles and loses her dribble. Fight for the basketball there. Dribbling out front by Searcy, and it's finally stolen away there by number 10, Arnold. Arnold drives to the basket, runner up, no good. Fight for the rebound. Ward's got it. We're going to get the jump ball. The 14's tied up. Hoshmer ties it up with her, but the possession area is in favor of the Lady Vols.
And on that last possession, Brandi Searcy kind of dribbled herself into that turnover as she dribbled right into two defenders and had the ball slapped away from her.
As Billingsley turns back into the point guard here, attacking that 2-3 zone. Over to Giddens on the right wing. Back over to Searcy. Swung it around to the left wing. Back to Billingsley, top of the key. Billingsley looks it over, gets it over to Searcy. Searcy thought about the three. Split that double team, and she looks down for Ward. Ward kicks it back out to Searcy. Over to Billingsley. Billingsley, good head fake. Thought about, good pass down to Wheeler. And Wheeler lays it up and in. And the Lady Vols lead 11-0.
Yeah, Billingsley kind of drove the baseline, drawing the defender, and then she dished it off to Wheeler.
Good finish there by Wheeler, and the runner up by number 10, Aaron Ward, on the rebound. And the Lady Vols have it and got away with a travel there for sure.
Well, right now, this Shelby County team finding the come.
They would have had to call jump ball if they didn't call that travel. Yeah. So that way you just call neither one, let the ball go. I don't disagree with it. Billingsley, left wing, back across to Giddens, swings it. Giddens a fire up for three of her own. It's no good. Searcy with a strong rebound, but she's kind of undercut there, and the ball is jarred loose. There's a drive to the basket by Macy Dixon, and Macy Dixon's fouled. She'll go to the line shooting two. Looks like that foul is going to be on number two, the Volunteers. That's Stevie Giddens, her first team's first.
We played a little over 3.5 minutes, and that's the first foul that's been called in this game.
And she makes the first, and that is the first point for the Shelby County Wildcats, cutting that lead back to 10 for the Volunteers here. 11-1, 4:22 to go in the opening period here from Central High School of Clay County. Dixon drains them both. Two good-looking free throws there by Coach. Look at the grade, and she
eighth
showed
grader.
No, Coach. Sixth. Is what it says. It's what it says, Coach. I'm just telling you.
She can't be eligible.
I think if you take so many classes, you can.
Yeah, but you only have 6 years you can be eligible.
Well, Coach, you know the era we in, Coach. May have got a COVID year. I don't know. There's a runner up and in, laid up in by Dixon. And Dixon's getting the Wildcats going. I'm not saying it's right, but that's exactly what it says.
Where is it? Where do you say that?
On the roster. You act like I'm making it up, Coach.
Well, I mean, I was online where I got a roster, and it said eight, right?
Now, there's two Dixons. There's an eighth and a
right.
sixth.
And I figured they're probably sisters.
They're both in the game right now, Lacey and Macy.
But if you've got an eighth grader and a sixth grader both out of the same family, somebody's been working with them.
Right now, Lacey Dixon's trying to get involved with, we're assuming, her sister. We're going to get a foul down there. A forced up shot, but she gets bailed out. Does Hashmir by the – is that how you pronounce that? How you pronounce that, Coach?
Number 14, Hosmer. Hosmer.
You've heard it both ways?
Yeah, I've heard it about a lot of different ways, really, that particular name.
And that one's up and good. Wildcats fighting right back in, just like they did earlier in the year when the Lady Balls went over there.
Who was our foul on? Did you catch that?
Number 20, Blair Wheeler.
Okay.
Second free throw is no good. Searcy gets the rebound. Lady Balls lead by six here, 11-5, and then went on a little drought after coming out hot with Billingsley's three Toyota Sylacauga three-pointers. Over to Giddens. Giddens looks down to Wheeler, decides not to pass it. Back over to Searcy. They force the ball down there, and they end up getting it on the ricochet, and we got another jump ball. That's down to number 23, Ja'Kayla Hardy, but she gets tied up. The possession there is in favor of the Wildcats.
Yeah, Ja'Kayla came in a little earlier tonight than she usually does. And, you know, after the ball scored 11 points to open this game, Shelby County's on a run of their own right now with five.
Wildcats dribbling, that's Arnold. Arnold dribs it and loses it out of bounds, trying to pass it. Looking down for number 34, Cadence Connell, and this throws it away. Searcy walking up the court, 2:30 to go opening period. Lady Vols up 11-5. Over to Billingsley on the left wing. Billingsley goes back across to Giddens, back to Searcy. Back over to Giddens. Giddens, good pump fake, Giddens runner. It's no good, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line shooting, too. Good drive there by Giddens.
And that foul is on number 14, Hosmer.
Giddens' first free throw is good. 12-5. A couple minute scoring droughts ended there by Giddens' free throw.
And Stevie Giddens made a good move. She had a pump fake and got past the defender towards the baseline where she got fouled.
Stevie just an eighth grader. That shot's up, no good. But, Coach, these younger players, you can just watch them develop in front of you. How much better player she is already than she was to start this season.
No question.
Dixon with the basketball. Back up to the top to Arnold. Arnold over to Lacey Dixon. Over to Floyd in the corner. Floyd looks to dribble baseline, loses the ball out of bounds, and it goes off her own leg.
Right now, a lot of unforced turnovers by this Shelby County team. Volunteers, a good opportunity to expand the lead here.
Searcy walks it up the court. Looking to attack this 2-3 zone here. Of the Wildcats.
And it's a packed 2-3, too.
Volunteers running a little bit different offense here. It's a good shot by Searcy. Won't go. We got another tie-up under the goal. That possession arrow will be in favor. That's one of those Coach Chris Heron jump balls.
He's still sponsoring that.
We got to look into that one.
We've had several of them this game already.
Blair Wheeler. Over in the corner. Blair not wanting to take that long shot. She understands that's not her game.
Well, she had a thought about it.
Blair gets it at the free throw line, thought about it. They get it back to Wheeler, and Wheeler is fouled on the floor.
And I think that one's going on Connell, number 34.
It Connell. Will go on Connell. I wonder if that's Dustin Connell's kinfolks. That's where he's from, you know. Y'all know who Dustin Connell is? He's a big-time professional bass fisherman. He fished for University of Alabama, but he won the Major League Fishing deal a couple times. Y'all going to have to study up.
He could.
Anyway, y'all thought it was on the three-point stance this morning. I mean, that's where he's from, really. So I bet she is. You won't stop
my ask her.
I mean, it's not a real big
play. When she comes by here, ask her.
Clock running at 108 as the Vols turn it over out of bounds. 12-5 is the Lady Vol lead. Lead by 7 here with 1 minute to go in the opening period. With an early 3:30 tip here, the boys will follow. Vols kicked out to Dixon. Dixon thought about three, gives it to her sister. She thought about it. They keep passing around. They'll find somebody that'll shoot it. Number 10, Morgan Arnold does. And Billingsley can't handle the ball.
I thought Connell knocked that out over Billingsley.
Kind of looked like that, Coach. But
well, you know, the officials may be in that spot where the sun's blind.
Well, he mentioned that earlier to us. He was needed that sun to set in the gym here. They look down low. Hardy with a cuts in front of her and saves the ball. Good steal.
Good defensive play by Hardy there.
Billingsley brings it up the floor here. 25 seconds. Let's see if the Lady Vols will look to get take the last shot. Wouldn't be a bad idea with a 7-point lead here. Glenn turns it over there. Looking to pass. That's Floyd. Floyd's going to run it all the way to the basket. Missed the layup with good defended well there by Billingsley. Giddens. Gives it over to Billingsley. Billingsley needs to go. Somebody's got to shoot it.
We're not going to get it.
Just not. Some of the players understanding the time, some are not. But that's where we'll go, Coach. We'll take a 7-point lead into the second quarter here as you're listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network as we end the Buddy Sports Country first quarter and get ready to move into the Matthews Meat Market second quarter right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Hey, Vols fans, you know, Classic Country 90.9 is a non-commercial radio station, which means we can't air regular advertising that contains calls to action or language suggesting you should purchase something, meaning we have to state more facts rather than use a lot of adjectives and verbs to convey messages. Even what you're hearing right now isn't considered an advertisement. It's a message, and this message is clear. Toyota of Sylacauga, work the drive and they'll prove it. We can say that because it's their tagline. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
This is Jason Walker with Timber Lead Auctions. Timber Lead Auctions is a company that we set up for private landowners to utilize and take bids on their timber stands. Timber Lead Auctions operates with an online bidding platform with over 150 buyers across Alabama. I am available by phone at 256-846-0575 or online at timberleadauctions.com. My Alabama auctioneer license number is 5462. Timber Lead Auctions is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Matthews Meat Market. Now, back to the action.
Welcome you back here, Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems. He Stroud on the stream, Jeremy Character on the stats. And we'll say Coach Heron is on the bench right now, but he'll be subbing in a little bit. There's a good look and for the Wildcats to come out, but they miss it. Go ahead with our stats.
Well, the stats ended up close, 5-5 rebounding. We had our 5-5 on turnovers, I should say. We had 6 rebounds. They had 4. And the key stat is Shelby County only had 1 field goal.
There's a shot up and good for the Volunteers, and I'm not sure who shot it.
Was it Billingsley?
I'm not sure if it was Billingsley or Wheeler. It was one of the two.
I think it was Billingsley.
There's a good drive to the basket by Dixon, and runners up and good.
Dixon now with six of their 7 points.
Let's just call her an underclassman, Coach. We're comfortable in saying that. And there is a steal by Lacey Dixon. She lays it up and in. Right now, full court press and affecting the Lady Vols. Yeah,
that press got us on that turnover and layup there.
Right now, we're going to get it. We got to get it across, and she's fought.
We've got a 10-second call.
Yeah, and at the same time, we were about to have a foul call here, but the 10-second saved the Wildcats as they fouled Wheeler on the arm and she went to pass it, but the 10 seconds run up just before that. Wildcats with the basketball. Floyd. Lead cut down to 5, 14-9.
And that looks like.
There's a steal by Searcy.
Volunteers were in a zone defense.
Which I think definitely open shot here for Giddens. That shot's up no good. Searcy with a rebound. Searcy's putback is no good, but she'll go to the line shooting too. I think that threw the Wildcats for a loop seeing that expecting man, Coach.
I think so. And that
caused that turnover there.
Blair Wheeler's picking up that foul, and Searcy did a good job leaving the point and going
won't be
down.
Blair, Coach. She's on the offensive side, so it should be somebody for the Wildcats picking up the foul.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I know I saw a 20. Did they have a 20 out there?
No, they don't.
Well,
they got a 10. She missed them both, and there's a rebound goes out to Billingsley. Billingsley, open three. She fires it up, no good. Fight for the rebound is gathered there by the Wildcats and Floyd. Wildcats throw it up there. And shot up, no good. Good shot there by Dixon, but it does not go. And the rebound goes to Searcy, and we're headed back the other way with 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Early 3:30 tip here, Searcy, in this area game. Over to Giddens on the right wing. Giddens dribbles down, elbow kicks out to Searcy. Searcy fires up the three, and it's good. And that's another Toyota of Sylacauga three-pointer.
And that's 4 three-pointers for the Vols in this game.
Floyd. Floyd kicks it out to number 10 there, Arnold. Arnold out to Floyd. Floyd shoots a three of her own. It's no good. Rebound Connell, and she's going to be fouled, and they're going to say she was shooting. And that's number 11. It had to be number 12, Billingsley, I guess. We don't have what did you see, Coach?
Well, I saw a 1 and something.
It's got to be Billingsley. Connell shoots the first free throw, and it's good. Cutting that lead down to 7.
Connell is a big, strong girl. Going to take up a lot of space on the inside.
She was, the way I remember it, Coach, in the last game, she was a very key player for them down the stretch down in Columbiana. 17-11. There's that full court press, and the Balls will beat it up to Searcy, probably with about a second to spare, Coach. And there's a foul by Connell. And fouls, is that her second or third?
Well, I still don't know who got the previous foul, but I have 2 right now, and she's coming out.
No, she's not.
The ball was put in play before the sub could get in.
And a fastball thrown away there by Floyd. Now she'll come out. Number 14's coming in. In the drugstore substitution.
The one that the Shelby County player that hurt us the most was Morgan Arnold. She scored 15 points when we played them the first time.
Okay. There's a turnover. These Dixon ladies is making a difference here tonight for sure. or we should say this afternoon, sun's still coming through the windows here.
Yeah, that right now they're in a situation where
they'll throw the ball away again.
The sun could really be a factor here.
Right now, the Wildcats coach there across the way, Corey Hamrick coach, he's not real happy. You can probably hear it there on the radio all the way across the way. But I understand his frustration.
Oh, no doubt.
Searcy's got a three-pointer, high-arching three-pointer, tipped around, and Billingsley will get the long rebound. They get it down to Cosby. Cosby throws it away.
You know, she turned and passed that ball without ever looking.
It's like she knew where the areas you wanted to look at. And there's a three-pointer up and good, and you talked about her, Coach. That's Morgan Arnold.
Yeah, and that's her first basket today.
And the lead's cut down to three, which is the closest game we've had since the tilt. Down to Wheeler. Wheeler's shot is partially blocked, tipped around, and so now Floyd comes out with it. There's a three-pointer up, no good, but the putback is good. Lead down to one there. That was number 14, Hoshmere.
Well, we're spending too much time dribbling the ball in the backcourt.
And we get it thrown up. Just beat the 10-second call. Good look down there to Cosby. Cosby had trouble handling it. There's a good job by Wheeler fighting for the basketball.
Mad scramble going on.
And now we throw it between her legs. Good save by Searcy right before it goes across half court. Things is getting a little crazy here, Coach. It's hard to describe all of this. Good pass down to Wheeler. Wheeler puts it up and in. That was a great entry pass by Billingsley on the assist.
And we were at a point where we needed a basket to kind of hold them off.
Floyd walks the ball up the floor. There's a ball turned over. Giddens comes out with it. Searcy dribbles all the way to the basket. Layup no good, but Wheeler's put back in. And Wheeler with six, making a big difference here this afternoon.
Having one of her bigger games offensively today, Blair Wheeler.
2:30 to go, and we're going to get a timeout by the Shelby County coach. He's going to take a full, so we'll take that full minute with him. You're listening on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9. Lady Vols lead 21-16 over the Shelby County Wildcats here. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Flu season has arrived. This is Jana Wheeler, and at the drugstore, we want to help you take steps to hopefully keep the flu out of your home. We are offering grab-and-go flu defense bags that feature a variety of products to help treat your symptoms. The drugstore also has a large supply of flu and COVID tests, and it's still not too late to get your flu shot. We're located next to the Clay County Hospital and open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 8 until noon. The drugstore, proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
Your pet is more than just a pet. They're your family's fearless protector, your fetching athlete, your crumbs on the floor detector, the warm, snuggly heartbeat at your feet. State Farm agent Mike Coleman understands why your pet means so much to you. So State Farm and Trupanion have teamed up to give your furry family members the protection they deserve. Pet medical insurance. Another way State Farm is here to help life go right. The phone number is 256-354-2272. State Farm agent Mike Coleman, proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
The freshest farm-raised meats. Stone ground meal and grits, farm-to-table jams, jellies, salsa, and more. Blair Family Farm and Market. The official farm-to-table meat provider of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
As we come back, three-pointer up, no good. Put back, no good. He's tipped back out. Right now, Shelby County getting too many offensive rebounds on this possession. There's a drive, and we're going to get a foul on the floor. Is that number 20 or number 20. Two?
He said 20, I thought.
Well, I have trouble. It's like being dyslexic, Coach. I mean, they got things backwards. That's on Blair Wheeler. Free throw
32.
Up and no good.
Jeremy says it was on 32.
Well, hell, that we'll take it.
We'll buy that.
Neither one of us were right then. So we got three different people saying three different things. That figures, doesn't it? we'll go with the statistician. How about that? And that free throw's no good. Balls will get it as a hit on the baseline. I struggle with it. That's the thing about the table being across. I get mixed up on which finger.
Yeah, we're on the wrong side.
Seriously drives to the basket and is fouled. How's he go? Number 14, Hannah Hoshmere, and that'll put Seriously on the line shooting two.
Yeah, Seriously getting up and down the floor with the basketball.
2:04 to go here in this Matthews Meat Market second quarter, and it bounces around not good. The key here, we got to get Seriously knocking down some of these free throws.
Well, her fourth attempt coming up, she's 0-3 so far.
Surely that'll work.
I would say the odds of her making this one are pretty high.
Oh, well, never mind. 21-16. Yep. Ribbon.
Missed it again.
Bounced it right out of there. 21-16. Lady Vols lead still stays at 5 with 1:57 to go. Wildcats fire up a 3. It's up no good. Fight for the rebound. Still bouncing around. And Searcy comes out with it. Searcy's, keep in mind that Brandy Searcy just an 8th grader for the Vols as well. They look for Wheeler again. It was a good thought there by Mariah Gibbons, but just bounces between her legs. There's a running three-pointer. Billingsley tips the rebound over to Searcy. Now Searcy back on the go.
Right now Searcy and Billingsley kind of interchanging from the point
Searcy
to the wing.
Thought about the three, and now Billingsley's got an open one. She'll fire it up. Shot up, no good. Rebound goes to number 10, Morgan Arnold, and she's on the move.
Billingsley has cooled off some since those early three-pointers she hit.
3-for-3 to open the game there. Miss Toyota Sylacauga three-pointers. Over there to Macy Dixon. Back out to Ford. 51 seconds to go here in the half. Lady Vols with a 5-point lead right now. And there's going to be a travel by Macy Dixon, and that'll be a turnover for the Volunteers. To the Volunteers, Ella Higgins comes in a drugstore substitution. Billingsley walking the ball up to 4:40 seconds to go. Billingsley pulls the long three and drains it, Coach. Toyota Sylacauga three-pointer, and the Balls are back up by 8. That was a pretty long distance three.
Yeah, and she knew we were concerned about her shooting, so she went ahead and put that to rest.
But now if they're going to stay in that zone and she wants to shoot that shot, that'll be tough for them to defend in that defense. And Billingsley with a steal. Steps in front of the pass. Billingsley wisely pulls back there as she was going 1-2. Billingsley comes over to Searcy. Searcy thought about the three. 5 seconds. We're going to have to get one off, and we're going to turn it over. Right now we've closed out 2 periods, Coach, and didn't get a shot off.
Yeah, and well, you know, we got Billingsley, Giddens, and Searcy in the gaps of that 2-3. So we got 3 pretty good shooters there. But we're wasting possessions on those turnovers.
And that is going to end our first half of the Lady Vols up 24-16. We'll move to halftime. We'll come back in just a minute. We'll look at some stats and get prepared for the second half. The boys' game will follow this girls' matchup here with the early 3:30 tip we started. But right now, the Lady Vols lead the Shelby County Wildcats in area play 24-16 at Clay Central. You're listening right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
If you can dream it, Southern Cabinet Company can build it. For more than 40 years, this family-owned team has been crafting beautiful kitchens and baths with quality cabinets, hardware, and countertops, serving new construction, remodels, and multifamily projects across the region. Southern Cabinet Company, the official kitchen and bath retailer of the Clay Central Sports Network and a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9. Available on Instagram or by phone at 256-354-2555.
Spencer Loveless with Southeastern Land Group in Clay County is licensed in both Alabama and Georgia. Spencer specializes in helping landowners across East Central Alabama with rural homesteads, farms, or recreational land. Spencer is also part of the Poultry South team, dedicated to getting the best value for every property. Spencer is available by phone at 256-283-3198 or online at selandgroup.com. Spencer Loveless with Southeastern Land Group is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville is more than just a gas station. Now, obviously, they feature top-tier fuel, but each morning starts off with freshly brewed coffee and hot buttery biscuits. Got the munchies? Sassy's has you covered. They are stocked wall-to-wall with your favorite salty snacks, sweet treats, and ice-cold drinks. Need a quick lunch on the go? Well, Sassy has you covered there as well. They're open early till late, making it easy to grab what you need right when you need it. Sassy's Convenience Store is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM, Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. This is the Williams Parts and Supply Halftime Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Rusty Tyler, Coach Jerry Williams, Jeremy Character on stats, East Stroud on the stream, and Coach Heron on jump balls. And we will look at the stats here from the first half as the Lady Vols lead 24-16 here over the Shelby County Wildcats. Coach, share some of those stats that Jeremy Character got for us.
Well, when you look at this game, it's, you know, statistically, I mean, it's nip and tuck. It's close. The Volunteers, 11 turnovers in this game. Shelby County has 12. Then when you look at the rebounds, Clay Central 14 and Shelby County 13. The difference comes in the field goal shooting. Volunteers 9 of 24. Shelby County just 5 of 24. And to break that down even more, the second quarter is the difference in this game. Or rather, I should say the first quarter. The Volunteers scored 12 points in each of the first two quarters. Shelby County only scored 5 in the first and came back with 11 in the second. So that first quarter is what has Shelby County in this 8-point hole right now. They only had one field goal in that opening stanza. And when you look at free throw shooting, the Volunteers right now 1-for-6 from the free throw line. Shelby County 5-for-8. So I think the fact that we've out field goaled them has been offset somewhat by their better free throw shooting. They've got 4 more points from the line than we did. And looking at individual scoring, Ramal Billingsley started off red hot, hitting 3 3-pointers right there in the first 4 minutes of the game, and then made another one in the second quarter. So right now she has 14 points. She added a 2-pointer as well. And then Blair Wheelis with 6
Wheeler.
Points. Wheeler having one of her better games as well. And when you look at Shelby County scoring, Macy Dixon, a young eighth grader, with 6 points for them. And then the rest of the scoring pretty even. Morgan Arnold hit a 3, and Hannah Hosmer has 3 points as well. So pretty balanced scoring for both teams. Nobody is really taking charge offensively other than what Billingsley has done, making those 4 3-pointers. So, statistically, very close here at halftime.
Well, Coach, we'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll look. And when we come back in just a minute, those Timber Elite halftime adjustments when we come back right here on the Southern Union State Community College Play Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
We know how hard farmers work because we've stood beside them for years. At Poultry South, it's not about chickens and land. It's about helping good folks make big decisions the right way. With over 20 team members serving 10 southeastern states, our team was built right here at home by people who care about the farmer. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group. Their website is PoultrySouth.com, and they're proud to sponsor the Radio Alabama Foundation. In this area, we know what matters: family, community, and a great Sunday dinner. That's why your local Piggly Wiggly stores in Ashland and Lineville are proud to be your go-to for quality and value. From our premium meat market to fresh produce, Piggly Wiggly has everything you need to keep your kitchen stocked and your family happy. Need a quick meal? Piggly Wiggly features hot deli favorites and a wide range of snacks and desserts. Plus, both stores are now proudly accepting EBT to better serve you. Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville is proud to support our student athletes on the Clay Central Sports Network.
Barr & Associates Injury Attorneys handles a range of serious injury cases, including auto accidents, 18-wheeler crashes, motorcycle and boating accidents, wrongful death, premises liability, and workplace injuries. Their attorneys provide direct legal support throughout each case. Known for professionalism and client-centered service, the firm emphasizes trust and communication. Info is at tpharlaw.com, T-P-H-A-R-R-law.com, or 256-487-6080. Farr & Associates Injury Attorneys is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than those by other lawyers.
This is John Holder with High School Football Alabama. Before my family decides to crank up the grill, we make the trip to Matthews Meat Market. The location on Highway 78 near Oxford works for us, but the Lima location on Highway 49 also has all of the same great quality meats. Whether you're looking for thick ribeyes or ground beef, Matthews is your go-to place. They also have Gulf shrimp, Boston butts and brisket, and even frozen vegetables. Matthews Meat Market, proud to sponsor local sports coverage on the Clay Central Sports Network.
Support for Classic Country 90.9 comes from the Law Office of Tyler Sims, providing legal services in personal injury, estate planning, criminal defense, and juvenile matters. The Law Office of Tyler Sims offers legal support with a focus on client care and community values. Tyler is dedicated to providing thoughtful and reliable service to his clients. More information is available at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims is the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Is it time for a career change? Cook Foods of Ashland Complex features a variety of careers with excellent benefits and room for advancement. Current openings include various hourly positions at our processing plant, feed mill, hatchery, and live hall department. Support staff positions are also available, such as accounting, HR, purchasing, QA, and truck drivers. The website is cookfoods.com/careers. Cook Foods of Ashland is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network. Go Vols!
This is District Attorney Joe Fickwit serving Clay and Coosa counties. Telephone and online scams targeting our citizens are on the rise. If you get a suspicious call, hang up immediately and report it to your local law enforcement. Never give out personal or financial information over the phone. Let's protect our citizens and stop these criminals in their tracks. Stay alert, stay safe.
District Attorney Joe Fickwit is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Integrity Cabinets was started in 2004 to manufacture custom cabinets with the promise to always conduct business with integrity. The owners have more than 75 years of combined experience in every facet of the cabinet industry. Their focus is on the customer to give them what they need and what they want. If you're looking to start your career or change the direction of your career, the Integrity team wants to talk to you. The website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets is proud to sponsor Classic Country 90.9.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Highway 9 Tire. Now, back to the action.
This is Rusty Tutter, Coach Jerry Weems, Jeremy Character, Heath Stroud, Coach Chris Aaron. We're back. Coach, the ball goes out of bounds to open the second half. What is your Timber Elite halftime adjustments for the Volunteers?
Well, I think one and probably the most important is their press. It's a three-quarter court press, and so the pressure points are different than they are on a full court. So we've got to adjust handling the ball coming up against their three-quarter court press. And then I think, Cersei's done a good job pushing the ball down the floor, and she's made good decisions pulling it back out a lot of times and getting in the offense. She needs to keep that up. And then finally, you know, we need to make those shots that we're shooting in the gaps that the 2-3 defense has given us.
Right now, Wildcats with the basketball, 7:37 to go here in the third quarter here. That being a Highway 9 tire third quarter. Wildcats with the basketball, open look, and she will take it there. But it hits nothing saved in, and I think Ward's going to get this. Ward is going to be fouled, which was a good call. You know, Ward started earlier, Coach, but she seemed to be – she didn't play a whole lot later in the first half earlier.
She played earlier, and that was about it. And I think number five picked up that foul.
It was. That being Floyd. Stevie Giddens fires up the three-pointer. It's no good. Billingsley's jumper, no good. Long jumper, and that looked like it should have been a foul call.
Like Stevie got hacked on that one.
On both elbows. I guess maybe if you hit them both, you don't have to. It's not called a foul. But anyway, we get a shot and a rebound down there. Billingsley looks up for Wheeler. Wheeler's shot, no good. Wheeler gets her own rebound. Tries to pass it out. And we've got an open look for Searcy. Searcy's three-pointer off the backboard, no good. And the rebound goes to Floyd and the Wildcats. And the Wildcats on the move with numbers. She traveled. And they're going to call a foul because she traveled and then ran into her, in my opinion. But, hey, I'm not the official. Sun might be in my eyes.
Well, the sun, I think, is out of play at this point.
Oh, okay. That'll send.
So it couldn't
Floyd.
Have been that.
Oh, okay. Don't use that as an excuse then.
No.
Floyd to go the line shooting two, trying to cut into this Volunteer lead of 8, 24-16.
These will be the ninth and tenth free throws that Shelby County has taken.
And she makes the first. And they're shooting pretty well from the free throw line, aren't they, Coach? Better than we are, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they're 6-for-9.
Well, they're 70% now, Coach. I can do that math if she makes that one.
Yeah, 7-for-10, 70%, right on the button.
24-18. That's pretty good free throw percentage, I'd say, for girls high school basketball. Ward, first shot no good, second shot no good. Two great looks, but got herself too far under the basket. Floyd drives all the way to the basket and lays it up and in.
Well, right now, Sonya Floyd taking over here in the third quarter.
Billingsley dribbles up, kicks it over to Giddens. Giddens over to Billingsley. Billingsley's driving baseline, and she throws it off of Connor. Things are getting a little ragged there, Coach.
Yeah, and I think Coach Bishop kind of displeased with LaShante Ward there as she goes back out.
Wheeler will fire up the two, long two. It doesn't go. Giddens put back is no good. I guess it's blocked.
And it's good Floyd's to see Wheeler get more aggressive offensively here.
And it's made a difference so far. Confidence, I believe, Coach. And there's a runner up and good. Right now the problem is the confidence is over to the is shifted to the Shelby County Wildcats as they've cut this ball lead down to two.
Yeah, we had an 8-point lead 2.5 minutes ago.
5:29 to go in the third. Lady Vols lead 24-22. Good pass down to Wheeler, but Wheeler's shot does not go that time. Stayed on
she
the front rim.
Great look at that one and missed. Left it short.
Floyd dribbles up across half court. She's guarded by Searcy. Searcy closes out on her. Well away from Higgins. Guarding Dixon. Lacey Dixon shoots. And that was a hey, that is saved, and somebody was finally standing out of bounds.
Billingsley did a smart thing there. She threw it to Connell, and Connell was standing out of bounds, so that made it be out of bounds on her. Well, we saved that possession, so let's see if we can take advantage of it.
Lady Vols yet to score here. Ooh. That's going to be a moving screen.
No question. That bad illegal. That was a running.
A running.
What do you?
That's a good pulling guard move, wasn't it?
What was the kind of block where you used to lay out? What was that called? A roll block, I guess. I don't know.
I think everybody in the gym knew it was illegal. That wasn't hard to pick out, was it? There's a two-pointer. Morgan Arnold. And we're tied, Coach, for the first time since the tip.
Yeah, they finally run us down.
Open shot in the corner here for Giddens. Giddens shot no good. Long rebounds out to Searcy. Searcy over to Giddens. Giddens looks down to Wheeler, and it's saved. Right now we're getting out hustle too, Coach. And it's thrown away. But I hate to say that. I don't know if it's we're gassed or what, but I feel like we're getting out hustled, which is giving them a lot more opportunities.
Yeah, we've tightened our bench up. You know, we're not playing as many people. So fatigue could be a factor. And we just turned it over. Giddens was one step from the sideline, and the pass pulled her right on out of bounds. And now the Volunteers are going to show a little full court pressure.
Right now there's some confusion for the Wildcats.
Trying to get their alignment against the press set up.
And they get a good look, but it's blocked by Wheeler. Wheeler out to Floyd. Floyd's three-pointer's up, no good. Rebound by Searcy. She's grabbed around the neck, turned around. That'll stop you. And there's Searcy up the floor. Searcy all the way to the basket. Shot up no good, but Wheeler's on the weak side rebound. It put back no good. Ball spun all the way across to Stevie Giddens, and she drains the Toyota of Sylacauga three-pointer, and we needed that one.
Yeah, we needed it bad. That's her first field goal in the game. Isn't it amazing how every time we play this team, it seems to go right to the buzzer?
It does, Coach. Each year, there's a ball dribbled off of a foot, and I think it was partially blocked. I got shielded. You might could describe it better.
I couldn't see it either.
But we ended up with a basketball, and Searcy walks it up the floor. Searcy down to the free throw line, dribbles through over to Giddens, and Giddens throws it right away.
Trying to get it back to Billingsley.
Billingsley swats no good, but stands out bounds. Right now we're just not moving around, and Morgan Arnold hustles down. And Coach Bishop is not happy. But right now the hustling is not happening, and the bench is not happy. So we'll let them deal with that as the Volunteers take a full timeout right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9, part of the Radio Alabama Sports Network.
Integrity Cabinets was started in 2004 to manufacture custom cabinets with the promise to always conduct business with integrity. The owners have more than 75 years of combined experience in every facet of the cabinet industry. Their focus is on the customer to give them what they need and what they want. If you're looking to start your career or change the direction of your career, the Integrity team wants to talk to you. The website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets is proud to sponsor Classic Country 90.9.
Tired of the same old fast food routine? Looking for a place where the food is homemade and the folks are friendly? Honey's Cafe is serving up comfort food classics just like Grandma used to make. Daily lunch specials include meats like meatloaf, salmon, and chicken fingers with savory sides like mac and cheese, fried okra, and green beans. Also, the menu is full of a variety of salads, sandwiches, and burgers. Located 30 Park South Boulevard in Lineville, Honey's Cafe is excited to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
When you look to enhance your kitchen or bath,
Southern Cabinet Company is your source. The official kitchen and bath retailer of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
As we come back, they get an inbound play, get a good shot, but they shoot an air ball out of bounds, and the ball's back with it. Trying to break this. We had it broken. Searcy pulled a dribble up for some reason.
We've turned the ball over twice now against the press without even getting the half going.
And there's Connell, turnaround jumper, and they've got their first lead of the night due to the Wildcats.
We're trying to beat it with a dribble and not looking.
The bad thing is we beat it twice with the dribble and we don't keep dribbling. If you beat it, you got to keep going.
Yeah, don't stop.
Billingsley fires up a long three. It's no good. Giddens with a rebound out to Wheeler. Wheeler's put back no good. And this time Ward with a rebound. You're starting to see it's looked like a foul from behind, but they say and got all ball. Wheeler fires up another shot, no good. Now we're hustling for those loose balls, and you see how many more opportunities we got. There's a shot by Floyd, a three-pointer by Floyd, and it's up and good. And they got a four-point lead quickly, 31-27.
Well, we've gone cold all of a sudden here.
I only scored three in this whole period here. And the basket's going to be good on the block as Ward kept moving with her. And now it's a six-point lead with a chance to go to seven.
Yeah, Ward checked in and promptly picks up the foul there. But we had an eight-point lead, and you're right. We scored 3 points, and during that time, they've overcome that lead.
And there's a fight for the rebound. We got a jump ball possession there. It's in favor of the Lady Balls. 52 seconds to go here in the third. And the Balls trailing by six after leading up until the last minute.
Well.
And there's a foul from behind.
That'll go on.
You see the number, Coach? Huh?
I think it was number one, I guess.
Stevie Giddens, good pump fake. Runner up, no good. Connell gets a rebound.
Yeah, we've just gone cold here. Every one of our shooters in a cold slump.
And they got hot. And they are getting after it. Runner up, no good. Billingsley with a rebound. Billingsley almost tied up. Yanks it away and passes it up.
Bad decision.
Very
by
bad decision. It's way too long a pass with a defense back. There's a three-pointer up and good by Madeline Maddox. And that end the period with a 9-point lead for the Wildcats. After trailing the whole game until this second part of this third quarter, we'll take a break, come back, get ready to move into the First Capital Insurance fourth quarter right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Are you tired of the old stressful car shopping? Hill Auto Sales in Lineville believes finding your next vehicle should be easy, and now they've made it even simpler. On your laptop, tablet, or phone, the website is buyfromhill.net. That's buyfromhill.net. You'll find the latest inventory of quality used cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for you to browse. Buyfromhill.net features high-resolution photos, prices, detailed specs, and even a Carfax report. When you're ready for a test drive, Kevin Hill and Tim Carroll are ready to help. And remember, the Clay Central Sports Network is driven by Hill Auto Sales. Is your car trying to tell you something? That constant rumble, that pull to the side. It's time for a checkup at Highway 9 Tire in Lineville. They're more than just a tire store. Highway 9 Tire offers a full range of services to keep you safe and moving throughout the upcoming holiday season. Whether you need a new set of tires, tire repair, oil changes, wheel alignments, or general mechanic work, they do it all, big and small. Locally owned and operated just north of the Highway 9 and 48 intersection, Highway 9 Tire, proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Since 2000, Harris Plumbing and Electric has proudly served Clay County with hometown pride.
from trusted power tools like Stanley, Milwaukee, and DeWalt, to GE scratch and dent appliances, they offer quality without breaking the bank. Plus a full-service lumber yard and building materials for every project. Harris Plumbing and Electric is located at 75 2nd Street Northwest in Ashland. Available on Facebook or by phone at 256-354-5600 and is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by First Capital Insurance. Now, back to the action.
We welcome you back. Stevie Ginn drains a Toyota of Sylacauga three-pointer. And now, is that only 6 points we've had in the second half? And both three-pointers, Toyota Sylacauga's three-pointers by
Giddens. That's right. We only scored 3 points in that third quarter while Shelby County was scoring 20. So they outscored us by 17 and turned an 8-point deficit into a 9-point lead.
There's Connell on the putback, no good. Rebound by Giddens. Billingsley trying to cut into this 6-point Wildcat lead, 36-30. Balls have led most of the game. So, but there's a good pass down to Ward. Ward puts it up in, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line for the and one.
And I'm going with 34 on that foul.
I believe that was it. You like it to hit slap to the face?
Yeah, that's a good signal.
How many fouls you got her with, Coach? I know 30, there was one 34. That we weren't sure about.
Well, that's three that we know about. And is she still out? They took her out, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
I think she's probably got four.
Ward's free throw is no good. Right now, that's a pretty big difference in the game is the free throws. We hadn't shot many. And that's going to be a foul push off by Floyd. No, she knocked Searcy down after Searcy stole the ball. That was pretty clear.
He signaled number 10. There's no 10 out there.
It was number 5. Giddens with an open three-pointer, no good. Ward gets the rebound over to Searcy. Searcy dribbles down, free throw line back over to Billingsley. Billingsley gets a little space, kind of forced that one. And that's going to be out of bounds off of number 4, Hoshmer. 36-32. It's another close one, as it always is against the Shelby County Wildcats.
And Connell is back.
So we're not sure if she's playing with 3 or 4, but we know she's playing, and we know she's got at least 3.
Yeah. There was one we were kind of shielding and couldn't see.
Oh, open look here for Searcy. She's unable to get it to go, but Giddens gets the rebound, and her putback is no good, but she's fouled. Who was that one on, Coach?
That one was on a 1 and something. So
1-4, I'm going to say.
Okay.
Hoshmer. And Giddens makes the first. 33-36. Vols trail by 3 with one more free throw to go here. First State Bank free throw is up and good. She made them both. Did Giddens, and that lead down to 2, 36-34 for the Wildcats, 6:20 to go in the basketball game.
We could be headed for another finish like we're used to seeing.
Did they go in overtime the last time? They did, didn't they? Or did it just come right down?
I think it just went down to the end.
There's a shot up, no good, and we had to rebound, and Ward just tipped it out of bounds from our own player.
No, the overtime game came last year in the area tournament.
Boy, you got a great memory, Coach.
We beat them 43-42 last game. And no overtime.
Connell looking to inbound the ball. And it's Billingsley tipped it. Looked like she had tipped it off of number 10 Arnold, but the refs didn't see it that way. So they'll get another chance just to move over and inbound from that spot. They're looking a little tired now to me, Coach, or the Wildcats. Got a jump ball. Possession there in favor of the Volunteers. Yeah, it looks like we've kind of traded who's tired right now. Y'all get that feeling, too?
Well, we're going to have to go against this press, and we just turned it over again.
Which was actually a good pass, and we're going to foul. And they'll go. It was actually a good pass. It just slipped through the hands of Blair Wheeler there.
And I think Billingsley picks up that foul. 30. Well, what we're doing against the press, we're hitting the ball in the middle like we're supposed to, but Blair is then reversing it right back opposite the floor instead of up the floor.
She made the first, missed the second one. 37-34, the Wildcat lead. Over to Giddens. Over to Giddens. Giddens fires up a three-pointer. It's up no good. And the rebound goes to the Wildcats. Good-looking shot there.
It looked good from here, and it hit the back rim.
Floyd's runner up no good. Rebound. Giddens has it. Over to Ward. Ward out to Wheeler. Still tipped around, and now Billingsley. I tell you what, Coach, if we don't let them score, they can't set that defense up. Billingsley takes it all the way and lays it in. And the lead's down to one, 37-36.
Yeah, well, any inbound that we have to inbound on the end line, they'll be in it.
I don't know what just happened.
I think the officials thought he was calling time.
But he was calling a play.
Yeah, it was kind of like the Kirby Smart situation. He wasn't calling a timeout.
Well, good call, Coach. There's a three-pointer up and good, and that one's good by Lacey Dixon. Now we just need to get the ball in quick, which we did, and then we need to beat the press before they get set up in it. And that time we kind of did. But Searcy's going to turn it over, dribbling right into the defense. That's got to be something. They're going to call timeout.
They did call it that time, I guess.
Well, we're not sure if it's a 30. They're going to take a 30-second timeout right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports. Lady Vols trail by 4, 40-36, 4:32 to go. We'll come back in just a minute.
Since 2000, Harris Plumbing and Electric has proudly served Clay County with hometown pride. From trusted power tools like Stanley, Milwaukee, and DeWalt to GE scratch and dent appliances, they offer quality without breaking the bank. Plus a full-service lumber yard and building materials for every project. Harris Plumbing and Electric is located at 75 2nd Street Northwest in Ashland. Available on Facebook or by phone at 256-354-5600 and is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
A personal injury firm that takes tremendous pride in helping those at the most desperate times in their lives. Farr and Associates. Sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network video live stream. Online at tfarlaw.com.
We welcome you back here. Wildcats with a basketball. They'll fire up a three. It rims out no good.
That's
gotta
travel.
Be travel.
She fell down with the ball.
That's got to be a travel. And then hit and roll back on her back. But anyway, we take it away. So 40-36. Ball's trail. Billingsley. Runner to the basket's good. That's what we need. Her to take over there. 40-38 balls. Trail by two.
Keeping it to a one-score game. Still plenty of time.
We need a stop right here, preferably a turnover. Little zone action here for the balls. We're going to have to close out, or they're just going to run the clock, though. Oh, that's a travel. Oh, good block by Billingsley.
Well, they'll get it back in. We had Floyd driving to the basket, and Billingsley rejected it out.
Connell's going to inbounds it from the corner for the Wildcats. She throws it across court here. That is to Arnold. Arnold drives, kicks out to Dixon, out to the other Dixon. Dixon back to Floyd on the right wing. Right now, the Wildcats being patient. The Volunteers not realizing that. Some lazy passes in there for Jen in front of them. There's a long rebound, and that could work out in our favor. Searcy picks up her dribble, turns around, fires up a three, and she drains it. And the Lady Vols are back on top after the Toyota Sylacauga three-pointer, 41-40. Turnaround three-pointer, Coach.
Yeah, and we didn't have anybody in the lane. It was just her and four maroon shirts.
Looks like both teams are getting a little gassed here at the pace of the play. There's a three-pointer up, no good. Giddens with a rebound. Out to Billingsley. Over to Searcy.
Now slow down.
And now Searcy brings it up the floor. Dribbles. Over to Billingsley. 2:25. Billingsley behind the back dribble. Down the lane. Runner up. No good. Gets her own rebound or loses it. Now they've got numbers. We got to hustle back. Oh, that's a check. Oh, my goodness. She led with a shoulder, and they're going to call a block. I'm sorry, Coach. That was a bad, bad call.
Well, you could see her dip her shoulder.
And you got to call that. I mean, I don't care if you're in position or not. If you're going to dip your shoulder, you have committed a charge. Floyd's first free throw is no good. Sometimes as an official, I think you get so caught up in looking at position and you miss what the shooter does. She missed them both, and the rebound goes to Billingsley. Things work themselves out sometimes, too.
We need a basket.
Over to Giddens. Giddens' three-pointer would work, and it is good! Toyota Sylacauga three-pointer, and the Lady Vols are up by four.
And Stevie has three of those three-pointers in this game.
And all of them in the second half. Floyd kicks it out. Arnold kicks it out. Three-pointer. No good. Real long rebound, and we're going to get a tie-up possession there in favor of the Wildcats.
Yeah, Connell and Billingsley tied up.
Right now, both teams are so gassed. There's a lot of rebounds out there to be picked up if we'll hustle to the ball.
And we're under 2 minutes in the game.
Lady Vols with a four-point lead, 44-40 after trailing by as many as eight, after leading by as many as 12. So it's been a back-and-forth affair, to say the least, Coach.
And just what we expected, too.
Wildcats looking inbound, cut into this four-point lead. Wildcats get it into Arnold on the baseline. Arnold, shot, no good, put back, no good. Wheeler with a rebound. Wheeler's going to get it over there to Searcy. 1:33. Searcy's going to get it up the floor. Searcy drives, kicks out to Giddens. Giddens another open three. That one's no good. Not a bad shot. You kind of question, do you want to take it or not, but she was wide open. Arnold goes all the way to the basket, and she's going to be fouled.
Yeah,
and she's
Ward's
a pretty good free
that.
Throw shooter, I believe, too, isn't she?
Well, right now Arnold is actually she's only 1 for 4 today.
We'll take one out of two here. She made that one, so she can't make the next.
Got a very unusual jump. And Rusty, one difference in this game here in the fourth quarter, we're out rebounding them 11-6. And we're kind of controlling the boards this quarter.
She missed the second one, but goes gets her own rebound. Floyd shoots a three-pointer and Billingsley with a rebound.
And that would have tied the game back up.
Just that long rebound, the shooter went all the way out to the three-point line to get the rebound. Under a minute, Billingsley dribbling the ball well, and Coach Bishop, I think, wisely calling the timeout with 55 seconds to go. We've got a good one. Lady Vols is leading by three, but Ball Boys will come right after this, so you want to stick around right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90. 98.9.
You know, being the PA announcer for volunteer football has been an incredible honor. One thing I love is celebrating each and every First State Bank, followed by the crowd responding with first down. That chant signals another successful play for our Clay Central Volunteers. But you know, it runs a little deeper. It also shows that First State Bank is also cheering on the Vols, much like they've supported this community for more than 50 years. First State Bank is proud to be a sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. First State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. The Clay Central Sports Network is brought to you by First Capital Insurance.
We value the relationships we have built over the past 30 years, and we cannot wait to begin new ones in 2026. First Capital Insurance would like to welcome you to our family this year. Whether you are looking for protection for your home, auto, farm, business, or the peace of mind that comes with a life policy, First Capital Insurance will be there when you need us. We would love the opportunity to take care of your insurance needs in 2026. Our phone number is 256-396-2131, and we are located at 575 East College Street in Lineville.
Love where you live. Atkinson Homes is the official modular home of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Rusty Tucker, Coach Jerry Weems. Jeremy Character on the stats. Heath Stroud on the screen. Coach Chris Herron on the bench right now, but he'll be coming in as we get it inbounded there to Billingsley, and she was standing out of bounds. Great save. Smart play by Billingsley. She was going to go out of bounds. She threw it back. And her foot was on the line. So.
Yeah, we need to get the ball away from that sideline this time when we get it in.
Yeah, we went right to it that time. This time we get it inbounded to Wheeler, put back. Wheeler's shot up and good. Lady Vols up by 5, 46-41.
Billingsley found Wheeler again.
Good assist. Floyd giving in that shoulder again. They kick it out, and it's stolen by Sears. Slow it down. Slow it down.
She's not stopping.
And she missed the layup. All she had to do was hold the basketball. Nobody told her, though, Coach, but me, I don't think. And there's a runner by Arnold, and she's fouled.
And I think Wheeler's picking up that foul. Yeah, Cersei could have just backed out.
And they would have fouled her and leave with a foul total. I mean, we'd have anyway, we got 16 seconds to go in a five-point lead, four-point lead now.
It's neither here nor there now.
Arnold makes that one. We got to get this rebound, and she misses it. That's the key. And she didn't miss it. Now it's down to a three-point lead again.
Well, if she makes this next one, this could get interesting. Well,
Coach, she ain't going to let her shoot three. She only got two of them. So.
Okay.
So it's 46-43. It was a layup, so I don't think they're going to let her shoot three. We'll take a break right here on Southern Union State Community College. Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs, as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District. Natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Troppiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Troppiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
When you need a lawyer who will go the extra mile, Tyler Sims is there for you. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network. Online at sims.law.
That shot was a two-pointer. It was a two. She was clearly in. It should be 45-46, shouldn't it? It was a two. It was a two. It was a two.
Well.
But right now, the scoreboard, right now, we've got 6 seconds.
I think they thought it was a three.
Yeah, I mean, it was a two, and he signaled two. I don't, nobody ever threw their hands up. Yeah, we got our clock keepers. He got nachos. We're staying right here, Coach.
There's got to be a tray of nachos behind that possession arrow. Well, the worst thing that could happen did. We turned the ball over trying to get it in against their press, and luckily, you know, they threw the ball up the floor and got a shot off. Luckily, she had a foot on the line.
And it banked in. I mean, it was just kind of floating up there.
I mean, it was a desperation shot.
And now we're at 6 seconds with a one-point lead, 46-45.
And we've got to inbound the ball against their press.
Now, one thing to think about is we don't have to move the ball up the floor. There's only 6 seconds left. We just need to get it in and make them foul us. And so we don't have to get it up the floor at all.
And what happened that last time, we were set up to run a zone against a zone press, and they went man-to-man, and I think that messed us up. We tried to throw deep. But
well, I think the key here is we just need to know we don't have to advance the ball up the floor with 6 seconds.
We
left.
Need to get it in to one of our shooters because we're going
but
to
look
get
at the
fouled.
Foul total, though. It don't matter right now. And so now 5.5 seconds. There's a foul on.
I think that foul's on Arnold. And according to my calculation, that's four fouls.
They get it into Giddens, and they foul Giddens with 3.8.
Now the next foul will go to the line. And
she's going
two.
Now.
Okay, apparently that was – I guess I missed one, which is not unusual. Well, this is not a timeout.
No, I mean –
they're taking one, but it's not one. Unless somebody fouled out, which didn't happen.
All right, 3.8 seconds. We'll be shooting two. There is no one and one anymore. Giddens first. It's no good. I'm not so sure you just don't miss this one on purpose.
Well, if she misses this, it's going to take a miracle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We just saw one just a second ago.
The key is if they can set up and they might have a better shot at getting the ball up the floor. It's only 3.8 seconds, and we got a one-point lead. I think I'd miss it on purpose. But you'd have to hit rim, and she made the second one. And Coach Bishop's going to call a timeout and get set up defensively. Let's just stay right here.
Well, there's one thing right here.
They're going to try to throw it long.
Yeah, defensively, there's one thing you certainly don't want to do.
I'll tell you what you want to do. What is the foul total?
Well, I've got us for four, but I could have missed one.
If there's like a foul to give, you would foul them as soon as they get the ball inbounded.
Yeah.
Because then they'd have to inbound it again.
They'd have to inbound it on the side.
And that would almost milk it. But you can't foul on a shot here. That's the key. You cannot foul on a shot. And what will Shelby County? Will they try to go full court? It's a 94-foot court. It's probably about a mid-court pass.
Well, the thing in girls basketball, I'm not sure they're strong enough to – inbounded all the way down the floor on a baseball pass.
It looks like I can't believe we're going to give them.
I wouldn't give them. I would contest, but not really.
Not really guard.
Because they could throw it in and just sling one and theoretically
make it.
Hypothetically make it.
Well, 3.8 seconds. They got. If we don't defend them, they can easily come get a half court shot or better.
Yeah.
3.8 seconds. And they're looking to throw it deep. And they do throw it deep, and they get a good look here. Three-pointers up and no good. They got a great look. Somehow we let them throw all the way to the bench. But the Lady Vols get a victory and a two-point victory to the one-point victory, 47-45. But, Coach, Before we go, we got lucky because they got Lacey Dixon from the left wing with a perfect three-point shot. A great job by Cannell throwing the ball to her without a bounce in the air. And we just kind of froze and it's like we chose to let them have it. But it worked out, and the Lady Balls get the 47-45 win. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Look at these stats. Jeremy Carrick's worked up for us here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs, as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District. Natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Troppiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Troppiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
You may not think about it often, but propane supports everyday life in quiet, dependable ways. It warms living rooms on cool mornings and heats water after long days. And it powers the simple routines that make a house feel like a home. Across our communities, Coosa Valley Propane provides the propane service many families and farms rely on throughout the year. Coosa Valley Propane, a subsidiary of Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative.
Welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 as the Volunteers pick up a big victory in Lady Balls, 47-45. Coach, share a little bit about how we got to that point.
Well, the fourth quarter, you know, we came in trailing, leading the second half. We came in leading by 8 points when we started the second half. They had a great third quarter, outscoring us 20-3, and then we had the fourth quarter outscoring them 20-8, and ended up winning by two. And the rebounding, out-rebounded them by 10, 39-29, and we also had more turnovers, 23-19. But looking at scoring, Ramile Billingsley hit 4 three-pointers today on the way to 18 points. Stevie Giddens also with 3 three-pointers. She had 13 points today, one of her bigger games offensively. And then Blair Wheelis had her biggest game offensively with 8 points. And then when you look at Shelby County, Morgan Arnold, again, she was the leading scorer last game. She ended up with 12 today, and then Sonya Floyd with 9. So every time we play this Shelby County team, it just goes right to the wire, and it did again today.
Well, Blair Wheeler stepped up, Coach, but we got a couple things that we need to name, and we didn't talk about it, but we'll just do it live right here. The Piggly Wiggly play of the game.
Well, I think
I'm letting you call it.
I'm going to say Stevie Giddens' last three-pointer.
Okay.
I think that put the final nail down there.
All right, Coach. Well, saying that, who are we going to call at this point for the AGL Solid Waste Authority player of the game in this girls' game?
Well, I know Billingsley scored 18 points. She normally does that. And Giddens today stepped up from where she was. But I think a key player for us today and scored 8 points, probably her season high, I think Blair Wheeler was the player of the game today.
I agree. And she had a lot of rebounds. Played aggressively.
Absolutely.
With confidence, and it was good to see Blair, another eighth grader, making a difference, and she did make a difference tonight. And the Volunteers come out with a big victory.